Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah. I've been waiting for tonight, buddy.
Yeah, kick back.
Yeah, relax. No guest, everybody. Just the love that the two hosts find between each other. Oh. Drew is already in a fully reclined position.
I'm ready.
He's got his tootsies up on the console.
Now, what was it we learned last night? You push out after evacuating?
Before you
receive,
accept some anal?
Yeah.
Yep, that's one thing we learned last night. We learned a lot of stuff last night. And tonight, it's going to be sort of a... there's not going to be quite as much learning going on.
I'm actually a little depressed tonight.
What's the matter,
buddy? We did our last show of Mars Venus, and I know it's not a show I've talked about much on this... In this setting, I mean, it's just sort of not relevant to our audience. But, you know, damn it, that was a show that was finally getting a groove. A lot of people really liked each other, having a good time. And
you miss that paycheck, don't you, buddy?
No, I'm not whining about the paycheck. I'm not. I'm whining about the, it's one of those maudlin experiences where everyone's crying and carrying.
Really?
They show footage and outtakes and
For Christ's sake. You guys filled in for a couple of weeks.
What do you mean? It was about 3 months.
Were the girls crying?
Mm.
You didn't cry, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, thank God. No. No, just a gig for you. You're basically gun for hire. Mm. More of a prostitute than a doctor.
No, it was tough.
I agree.
Turn his mic off.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, please. All right, so it was a difficult day.
Yeah.
That's right. But you'll be over it, right?
Well, thank you for caring so much. Thank you for being so empathic.
Well, come on. You guys just filled in, did a little daytime. That's all. Nicole?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Oh, I love you guys so much. You guys are both geniuses.
Thank you.
Okay, here's my problem.
Not so smart that one of us couldn't get thrown off a daytime program, though, I'll tell you that.
Okay, my problem is that I know for sure that my boyfriend has herpes. We've been dating for almost a year now. We haven't had sex yet. But I just recently became really good friends with his ex-girlfriend, and she told me all this. Huh?
That's a disaster.
For any guy.
Yeah.
Well, she told me all this stuff about him and everything, and I mean, I know for sure, because I've, like, jacked him off before, and, you know, I can tell there's, like, little bumps sometimes every once in a while.
Well, you know the good news, Nicole? Herpes doesn't cause hot bumps.
Well, then what is it?
I don't know, but it's not herpes.
Scabs.
Could be warts.
He had scabs?
Yeah.
It can cause scabs.
That's what I meant, like scabs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it caused scabs, all right.
So I can't get him to tell me.
Well, how do you know this woman's telling you the truth?
Well, because I've felt it before. Like,
The other things cause funny. If you listen, you're not a trained clinician. You don't know what... And now that you're not looking at anything,
what
you're
do you
just
mean?
It with
she,
your hand.
She jacked the guy off. She knows her own hand.
So, Nicole, you don't know what you're feeling there.
I'm not exactly positive, but I know.
Nicole, you don't listen. But
well,
you don't
how
know
come you didn't know anything before his ex told you something?
How do you know he doesn't have?
I never did anything with him before that, but then it made me curious when she told me. So that's when I started getting more sexual to get.
Okay,
him to
well, hold on.
How do you know he didn't have psoriasis of his penis or something? There's all kinds of skin things you can get.
True,
penis.
You'd be a good penis attorney.
I have no idea. The first thing I thought of was herpes. I tried to get him to get a checkup with me when I went last month, and
well, what did the other girlfriend tell you?
She told me that he has herpes because she has herpes now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he has them on his mouth.
Oh, God.
Well, and not on his penis.
Right.
Does that mean I should have it? Because I've kissed him in the past year, but I've never seen anything.
No.
Okay, let me try to figure something out. You guys have been going out for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You've never had sex.
Well, he's like Christian. He's kind of against it, and so I've kind of...
I see. Well, why would God give him herpes?
I don't know.
He's never had,
do the math, honey.
Sex.
Huh?
And he has not had sex with his ex, or he did?
He's going through AA right now, and he's trying not to do any of the things that he did when he was drunk and everything, so he's turned all Christian and all this crap with his mom. And
that's great. You get the diseased born again who's repentant and trying to make up for his past ways. Meanwhile, you're 19 trying to have a good time. And what's up with you? Are you Christian?
No, not at all.
Are you parents are alcoholics or recovering people?
No, not at all.
Are you a virgin?
No.
But in 1 year, do you want to have sex with him?
Yeah, I do, but I'm nervous. I don't know what that is, and I don't want to get anything.
Well, listen, you're going to have just a flat-out conversation with him.
Well, that's
she's had many of them.
Embarrassing for him, though, don't you think?
Wait a minute. She said many of
I thought you said.
Him?
I thought you said you've been really pressuring him to admit what you had heard from his girlfriend.
Yeah, but if I flat out tell him, that'll be kind of embarrassing for him. Is there any way I can, like, get around it?
No. It's going to be worse for him if you don't have sex with him.
You got to tell him you talked to his ex-girlfriend. And maybe she's a liar. Maybe she's pissed at him. Maybe she's trying to get back at him for something. You don't know. Give him an opportunity to come clean. Be honest with him about what you know, what your concerns are, and let's see where it goes.
Okay.
All right.
And then, wait.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm really, really sorry for what I'm about to say, but I called in a few months ago, and I did the story. I was the girl that did the story about the butthole size of mason jar.
Good time.
And I just want to let you know there was not a guy backing me up, Adam.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Whoa. We have to dissect this woman.
Interesting.
She's maybe possessed or something. Could be an alien.
So you did a bogus call on your own.
No. My best friend Jessie thought of it because she's been watching the show for like 4 years.
Who put her up to it? Where'd she get the idea from?
She just thought, you know, it would be funny to bring it back.
Does she have a jack-off boyfriend?
Huh?
Does she have a boyfriend who's kind of a jack-off?
No.
Is Jessie a lesbian?
No, Jessie's not a lesbian.
Yeah, a name like Jessie.
Huh?
That could be a lesbian.
She's not a lesbian.
Hey, Nicole.
Oh, listen, leave her
alone.
She's
got asthma. I want to ask her about that.
Really?
Nicole.
Yeah?
What's with the asthma?
Oh, I have a cold right now.
You have more than a cold. I mean, are you using inhalers?
Oh, wait, hold on. My friend Jessie's here. She wants to say hi.
Oh, Jessie's the culprit.
Drew, I don't want to spend 10
Hello?
Minutes talking. Okay.
Okay, it's backed up by me.
Okay.
But who put your mind...
Nobody.
No, I've been listening to the show for, like, so many years.
I see. So you were taking the challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Who cares?
I don't know if I'm tired or what, but yeah, I can't talk for 5 minutes to someone about nothing.
You know, you can't talk to anybody about anything, goddamn.
That's
right. I had some touching and painful feelings to talk about tonight.
No, you didn't.
Completely dismissed them.
Drew, you did a show. There was 14 people on it. You did it for a week. You're past that already, aren't you?
It was intense. It was
really.
It was
Why was it intense? Drew was talking about getting fired this morning.
Fired? We just finished up.
Whatever you call it.
We're going back.
Yes, from Men Are From Mars, Chicks Are From Venus, and people were crying. It was an emotional time, but. For a lot of those people, they were on the set when it was hosted by What's Her Nose, right?
Yeah, and they were much happier when
you guys came in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because what's her name? Who was that other one?
Cybill Shepherd,
big pain in the ass,
and
right?
And they started having fun, and we had a good time. And people came in very close, but it was more the five of us.
Really?
It was an intense.
You never saw anybody off that set once?
I wasn't off that set much for the last six
tell
weeks.
Me how many
weeks.
Times, tell me how many
Zero.
Times. How many times you saw any of the other cast members off the set?
Zero.
Lunch? Dinner?
But I was there 5 days a week.
Weekends?
Adam.
Vacations?
There weren't any.
No. I know. That's what I'm saying. But you worry about me, brother. Don't worry about
You're the only other person I have seen in 3 months.
You don't worry about these.
Don't you want me to
Johnny
cry
come
and,
lately,
and get upset so? If you and I break up?
No. You pansy!
No. Phil?
Yeah.
No, because I'll be guilt-ridden. Phil, you're 19. What's up?
I noticed the last couple times when I masturbated, there've been clumps when I came. There
Normal.
Clumps in it.
Tapioca pudding.
Yeah.
Normal.
That's fine.
Okay. Because I've just been thinking. I've been taking Vicodin. My doctor prescribed it to me.
For what?
I tore some muscles in my ribs.
How much you taking?
Let me see here. I've got it right here.
What were you doing? Snowboarding?
No, I was at work. Let's see.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now I know exactly what happened.
How often are you taking it?
I'm taking it once before I go to bed.
That's it. All right.
You're fine.
That's probably not doing this.
Okay. Yeah. So I broke some ribs at work, too. We all do it.
Yeah.
Well, you fell out a window.
What kind of work do you do, Phil?
I'm a mechanic.
I see. And something land on you or something?
No, I was lifting something up over my head at a weird angle. And
all right there, buddy. What do you work on?
I work on big trucks.
Nice. All right. Good times there, buddy.
Good times.
Take care of yourself.
That's a man's job. See, he gets there like a pansy and cry with a bunch of girls.
Yeah, true.
Because a TV show goes off the air.
True, you're really upset. I mean, I can be nice. But, you know,
yeah.
I'll tell you one of the things I like about you, Drew.
Yeah. Yeah, think hard. Wait, okay.
No, I'll tell you what I cherish most about our relationship.
Yeah.
I have difficulty acting like a human being in front of other human beings.
Yes, I've noticed that.
Somebody tells me, I'm going through a tough time. I lost my grandfather. The first thing that pops in my head, oh, Christ. Do I got to hear this? Now, I don't even... Now, I'm not going to say it out loud, but I always feel that
sometimes,
way.
But let's be honest. Sometimes
once in a while, it slips out. Yeah. And it's not because I don't like people.
Well...
I didn't say I like them.
Okay, all right.
It's just, I never know what to do, how to react. You're not interested,
let's face it.
I'm not interested, and I feel stupid.
Yeah.
And the worst situation for me ever is when somebody comes to me sort of in a grieving mode.
Oh, there I am.
Right. Now, here's what I like about you, Drew. I never have to coddle you at all. I can just go, oh, quiet down, or who cares? And I know you're uncomfortable with that, too.
With coddling people?
Just any form of attention.
Yeah, yes.
Drew, like, you know, Drew's great because Christmas, Easter, birthdays roll around. We don't get each other anything. No gifts, right?
And that's what we cherish most about each other.
And we don't think about it.
We thank each other for it.
Oh, I don't have to think about Drew and it.
God bless you.
Damn present I got to get him.
I got it, too. But
right.
Then, and on the other hand...
And we got to get stuff.
Oh.
She passes out. But that's fine. It's done out of love. The point is, you know, when you start telling me a story and wanting some sympathy, that's when it makes me realize.
You're right. We should be talking about you and not me.
How much I miss you. No, we don't have to talk about me. Let's just not talk about you.
That's the point, because it's important to you.
Right.
All right.
Randolph?
Hey.
Hey, you're 30. What's up?
I'm a chronic gambler.
Mm-hmm.
And I work at a racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Good planning.
Yeah. Hey, I punch out tickets for other people. I literally handle the money that the track takes in. And the temptation is there. Oh, I get numbers all day long. Everybody, dollar trifecta box, 145. Dollar exacta box, 145. And I keep punching these tickets out, and I think, yeah, 145. And then something tells me, bet the 145. And then I just watch the 7, a 50-to-1 long shot, come ahead of everybody. I'm like, okay, I just made a $20 contribution to the state of Kentucky.
All right, cut. Hold on a second. Randolph?
Yeah.
I want to try that scene again. this time, now remember, Randolph is a guy who works at the track, and he's got a gambling problem, but he's a likable guy. Let's try it again this time. Take a breath and pace it down just a little bit, and let's have fun with it.
A little angry, too. So he lost that money.
Take it from him, a gambler works at the track. And action.
I'm frustrated. I hate losing.
It really did seem like he was kind of reading something from a play, didn't it,
at the
beginning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
145, 145. Definitely 145.
You're losing money.
Yeah.
You're addicted to gambling. You addicted to anything else?
Well, I enjoy the occasional joint every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Had you been addicted to anything else?
Benadryls.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
That's about it.
You sound like somebody who has some real obsessive compulsive qualities.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do any other...
Definitely obsessive compulsive.
Do you other rituals? Do you think of things over and over again?
Yep. Now, the idea is that I get into a certain pattern. I just know what people are going to bet, and I know how they're going to bet it, and I just punch their tickets automatically.
Do you ever hear voices, anything like that?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they tell me, you know, just settle down.
Yeah,
you know,
see.
Don't
this
worry
is a bigger
about
problem
it.
Here than the usual.
Oh. Randolph, you ever talk to a psychiatrist?
I've been trying to see one.
That would be a good plan, because I think some of that compulsion could be settled down with adjusting your biology a little bit.
What are they paying you over at the track?
Well, I got about $368 for 1 week's work.
I'll double it. No.
Hey, I got a great idea for a main show skit for you.
No.
You and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Drive-through bookies. Cars pull up to your window.
You are obsessed.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure how to present it, though. Randolph, talk to your... did you put him on hold? Or I've closed my eyes. I didn't see that.
He needs a psychiatrist. This is something much, much more serious than the usual.
Let me tell you...
Not the gambling addictions or not, but this is a more global psychiatric problem. He's hearing voices. He's severely obsessive-compulsive. That is sort of schizoaffective.
You're insane.
Something like that going on.
Let me tell everybody about gamblers. Chronic gamblers. I had a chance to head on down to the Hollywood Park Casino last week, middle of the week, about 4 in the afternoon on a Wednesday.
Oof, good times.
It is a pretty surly crowd that runs around in that place. Lots of dudes, lots of dicey dudes. Guys with their own walk and their own smell. Everyone has a half a cigar in their mouth and a racing form hanging out of their back pocket, and it's that dude. I mean, I swear to Christ, I looked around that place, I thought, this is a good place for a sting operation. I could round these guys up. I know at least three quarters of them are delinquent dads.
Oh, yeah.
They all owe back pay on child support, and they're out gambling. And meanwhile, this sun is up. I mean, it's 3, 4 in the afternoon.
It's time to
it's
work.
It's the middle of the week.
Yeah.
These guys are hanging around.
Are they drunk? Are they drinking beer?
I mean, you guys, there's a little bit of that going on, but it's not a vacation. They're trying to make money. And they're not screwing around that much. That's the scary part about it. I mean, you guys who go to Vegas and you go to the Hard Rock and you go on a Saturday night, that's something else. Mm. That's different. Go see real gambling. Go down to the track. Go down to the dog track. Go down in the middle of the week. Go down about 2 in the afternoon. See who's hanging out.
Mm.
You won't find a woman in the entire place, by the way. Mm. Women apparently don't gamble.
Aren't there usually one per, like, 800?
Maybe. Yeah. One lesbian per 800
guys. But they're usually some freaked out, talking to herself,
and
wigged hair.
There's no gay men either. They're super straight guys. They all look like Jack Klugman.
Gay men are way too smart for that, don't you think?
Yeah, they're not going to throw their money away. Yeah. They're busy investing it in real estate and laughing all the way to the bank. Brandy?
Hi.
But it's that real fake kind of laugh, you know. Mm. It's not that ho ho ho. that high pitch one.
What is?
Yeah, when they laugh to the bank. Okay, guys. Brandy.
Yeah.
You're 15.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay, this is gonna sound kind of weird, but I need to ask it. My best friend just recently went to the doctor, and she had this thing that she thought she got from having dry sex with her boyfriend, but it turned out that it's herpes. And I was wondering, we sleep together a lot, and we take baths together and stuff, and we have e-parties where we all get naked and rub each other, and I was wondering if I could get it that way.
Slow down here. E-parties?
Ecstasy.
You don't know
and
what E is,
buddy? Why, it's on the... And...
You all get naked and rub each other?
Mm-hmm.
Are there guys in this?
There's a couple, yeah.
Oh! I want to kill those guys. How many girls?
There's about 4 or 5 girls and two guys.
No!
And everyone's 15?
No. Everyone else is older. It's just me and her that's 15.
And she's your... She's a... How
old is everyone else?
They're anywhere from 19 to 25.
Mm.
And everyone's totally naked?
Totally naked.
Is there any sex going on?
Not usually, because it's kind of hard to do it while you're on E, but sometimes.
And everyone just in the same room getting naked?
Well, it's like an apartment, and we all just kind of run around.
Naked?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not concerned about the ecstasy hurting your brain?
No, not really.
How come?
I don't do it that often. It's just a once-in-a-while thing.
Mm, you know, it takes about, how many times have you done
How about one of these 25-year-olds with a boner hurting your brain by trying to penetrate your ear?
Right, are you getting an STD? Everybody wearing condoms?
Not everyone's, we're not really having sex, so.
You know what, there's something even better about that, Drew. Do you know what I mean? It's like some kind of herbal essence commercial gone bad, It's a bunch of naked people. Like a R-rated movie that would come on late night on Showtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 15, Brandy.
Yeah.
Christ, where are your parents?
At home.
I see. And what do they do to you?
My parents?
Yeah.
I live with my dad and my stepmom, and they're good parents.
Where's mama?
It sounds pretty checked out.
My mom lives in Santa Rosa.
Why are you not with her?
We don't get along that well. Mm-hmm. She kind of took off when I was about 10, so...
Yeah. You know, you're going to get into trouble hanging around with these older guys who are on drugs.
Yeah, I guess.
Why is that funny?
I mean, they're nice guys. They just...
I believe they're not arsonists or murderers.
They're just down the ladder a little bit from
you
that.
Show me a guy who's 23 and he's got a 15-year-old running around naked in the apartment, and I'm going to show you a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad guy. When you're 23, you're going to freak out when you realize your peers at 23 were behaving like this.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Whose apartment is it?
It's this guy's apartment.
Yeah. Is he orchestrating the whole thing?
Not really. It's just... they used to do it, and we met them at a rave, an after party at a rave, and and then we all got involved.
All right. Do you like anybody? Any of the guys? Any of the girls?
We're me and the guy and his fiance sometimes mess around, but...
Oh.
Fiance?
Yeah.
How old's the guy?
25.
Oh.
Yeah.
What
an
idiot.
This guy's like a world-class jackass. You know, I mean, I'm sure the guy holds a job down, and I'm sure he's not a dangerous guy, but he's just a jackass. And you don't understand that because you're 15 and you think you're all grown up. But believe me, especially as a woman, when you're 25, you picture a 15-year-old, you'll go nuts.
You'll want to kill all 25-year-old guys.
Right.
It's kind of gross. I know. I thought about it, but...
Okay.
And how old's his fiance?
19.
And you guys have like little threesomes?
Yeah.
And this is the one you're afraid you got an STD from?
No, my best friend.
Best friend.
No, I'm not afraid I got it. I was just wondering if I could get it.
If you're in these rubbing parties, of course you can.
Okay. Okay.
All kinds of ways to get it.
I'm thinking of...
if it's active.
I'm going to throw one of these rubbing parties myself.
They're really fun.
Is there a jargon for them? What are they called?
A what?
Is there sort of a name for them?
E-parties.
E-parties.
All right. Hey, Brandy?
Yeah?
Okay, can you find Jesus Christ?
I don't know about that, but...
Well, find somebody, would you?
Yeah, I will.
Muhammad.
Stop rubbing around with 25-year-olds.
Okay.
You got to screw yourself up.
All right.
All right, baby.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Adam, good times.
Yeah, good times. Hey, listen, I hate to admit it, and sometimes I don't know. I don't even know if this microphone's on or not, the way I talk, but there's something a little tantalizing about the rubbing party. I sit here and I hear about sex all night.
Yeah.
We just talk about yanking off and cornholing and pearl necklaces. And it's really a filthy, filthy, disgusting show. I mean, I swear to Christ, I'm this close to taking a shower sometimes. This close. I'm not exaggerating, Drew. I almost took one last week. I felt so filthy from this show. I really did.
That's wild.
But when I hear about the young girls getting naked and sort of rolling around.
Frolicking.
I think, hey, sign me up for that.
Ow!
That I could go for. And it doesn't sound like it takes a lot of energy either.
Well, you lie and have somebody rub you.
Yeah, just lie there and rub. I'll rub the TV remote. You guys rub on me. That's my plan.
It's bizarre.
All right, I'm going to see if I can put together one of these rubbing parties.
Enjoy.
You want in?
No, thank you.
Anderson, you're in though, right? Yeah, Anderson's
in. He's in.
All right. Maybe I'll break some wind for Anderson while we're rubbing on each other. All right, we'll be back.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Hey, that's my riff. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. And let's get back on the phones. Sunday night, we got Dr. Bob Schwartz. Schwartz! He's not going to give anyone an orgasm with that name. He's the author of the 1 hour orgasm.
I guess
he's going to tell us all how to have orgasms for an hour.
Right. Well, we should have fun with this because you know how much we faith we put in that notion.
Yep, I'm going to have a 1 hour orgasm, and then that's Sunday night. Then Monday we got a guy who's going to come in and talk about drainage because we're going to have to get some scuppers and some weep holes and. Just go ahead and run a whole gutter system from the bedroom because you have a 1 hour orgasm. Oh, yeah.
Well, this may be a chance to talk about your bed invention.
The mattress? The orifice mattress. Inside the
whole,
mattress?
The hole of plenty, yeah.
I really, if anyone designs mattresses and they're listening, a nice hole in the mattress.
The mattress.
All the way through. It's as if you put a coffee can, about the size of a coffee can in there. Sleep with your, if you're like me and you sleep on your stomach and you get an erection in the middle of the night, that goes in the hole. If you got a couple of hookers over and one dropped too much acid and it's got a vomit right into the hole, use your imagination.
It's like mattress hole.
Yeah. If you're like me and you got to take a whiz in the middle of the night and you're too tired to get up, it's right in the hole. You're already in the hole. And I think it would be just as comfortable, Drew. I really do. Elizabeth?
Yeah?
Ooh. What's up, Perky?
Hi.
Hey.
Let me just start out by saying I've always had a 4.0 or higher, and me and my boyfriend were watching this porno one night about a dominatrix and her boyfriend or whatever, I don't know, and he was whipping her I mean, she was whipping him, and we got really kinky, and, like, I decided that I wanted to try it, and so we started doing it, and I got really into it, and I've never had an orgasm before, but I finally had one this time. And now whenever I go to school, all I can think about is, like, whipping, like, the boys at school and, like, hitting them, and I can't concentrate at all. My GPA is falling big time.
Well, how long ago did this happen?
Well, when it started.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
And you're with a different guy now?
No, I'm with the same guy.
Well, you just think about whipping anyone you see.
Right.
Now, you whipped your boyfriend.
Yes.
What'd you whip him with?
Just my hand.
Why don't you guys do that anymore?
No, we still do.
Hold on. Can you whip someone with your hand, or can you just slap them?
Well, I guess you would call it slapping.
I see.
Sorry.
And you had an orgasm while you were beating on him?
Right.
And you still are able to do that?
Yes.
What was he doing to you while you were beating on him?
Nothing. We were just having sex.
Well, that's sex. Yeah, sex counts, right?
Right.
So he was on top of you?
No, I was on top of him.
And you were smacking him?
Yeah.
Across the face?
Yes.
And that gave you the orgasm?
Yes.
Interesting. You say you're a straight-A student?
Yes.
Over 4.0?
Yes.
Which I can never... To me, that's 110%. But anyway... Where you go? 4-year college?
Oh, I go to Cal Poly, yeah.
Ooh, Cal Poly which?
Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, Cal Poly slow. All right, and a beautiful country over there.
Yeah.
And now your grades are falling because you can't focus in the class?
Right.
And do you have this kind of sex with your boyfriend every time now?
Yeah.
Do you have other kinds?
Have you bought... things to, have you accessorized your love life? You bought yourself a leather mask or a cat of nine tails or anything like that?
The Kate Spade cat of nine tails?
Sorry, the only thing we have is handcuffs.
All right.
Are you having any other intrusive thoughts or compulsive rituals, anything like that?
Nope.
Nothing like that. You've never had problems like that?
Nope.
Is your mood okay otherwise?
Yeah.
And are you doing drugs or alcohol or anything of that nature?
I drink occasionally, but
not a lot.
No.
And did somebody smack you around when you were a kid?
No.
You were never struck as a child?
Nope.
You ever watch a lot of Zorro movies?
No.
No. All right.
You were never struck.
It's interesting to have something triggered that you don't feel like was created.
And there's nothing else going on, no more global process.
Yeah. Your parents good?
Yeah.
Yeah? No violence, no
nothing.
Fantasies of violence when you were younger? You didn't strangle your cat or...
Put
an M80 on a potato bug or anything.
Are you into your boyfriend?
No.
Are you into your boyfriend?
Am I into him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're thinking about having sex with other guys?
No, I'm just thinking about hitting him.
Hitting other guys?
Yes.
How do you think, is this only in a sexual way?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you think you'd respond to a little kickboxing or taekwondo or something?
I don't know.
Or would that help you release some of this?
I doubt it.
I mean, what if you woke up every morning before you went to school, beat the crap out of a heavy bag for a couple of rounds, and then went to school? Do you think that might blow off some steam?
There's no orgasm in hitting a thing.
It's a sexual thing.
No kidding. And it's all sexual. You don't feel any anger when you're hitting him?
Nope.
Is this all about the orgasm? It's just because it's the only way you've been able to get an orgasm?
Yeah, that seems to be the only way possible.
Okay.
Have you tried a vibrator or something else? I mean, maybe we could uncouple the association here.
I have tried a vibrator, yeah, and it just does not work.
She beat the crap. She stabbed her boyfriend with it.
And why do I get a certain vibe here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just her voice, you mean?
What's wrong with my voice?
I don't know. I don't know. There's something. I'm trying to think. Good student, loving parents.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? Lawyers?
No, my dad's an electrician.
Aha!
Working
for
my dad.
What?
Who works for your dad?
Yep.
Who does?
Your mom?
Well, they both own the same company.
Mm-hmm. I see. Huh. Brothers, sisters?
Nope.
And no traumatic history?
Nope.
Never saw anyone die?
Nope.
Never killed a man just to watch him die?
Nope.
Oh, you should try that. That's good
times. Really?
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know what the answer is here.
Maybe nothing.
Maybe this is just something you enjoy.
There's nothing I can do to, break
Well...
How badly do you want to stop?
Well, I just want to stop thinking about it at school.
Well, see, I think I'm suspicious this may be some other sort of either mood disturbance or or obsessive compulsive problem, and to have yourself evaluated. It's, if you really cannot concentrate, that's bothersome. I mean, it makes me wonder if there's some hidden medical problem going on here that's affecting your concentration.
It's just got like some thyroid problem.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, exactly. And that she sort of associates it with these events, but maybe something else going on, or is there something psychiatrically going on here that could be treated?
Aaron?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you. Actually, about two. I noticed, like, when I first started masturbating, I got, like, these white bumps. But they're not like sores. They're just like these bumps. I don't know.
They're
the
pearly penile papules.
Pardon me?
Pearly penile papules.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Okay.
Where'd you get them?
And they're normal.
I have no idea.
Kmart.
No, I mean, on your penis?
Yeah.
I see. On the shaft or on the base or where?
On the shaft.
Nice. Yeah.
Is that like anything wrong?
No, they are normal. And around what time did you start? How old were you when you started masturbating?
I started 14, 16.
15. It's around the time you hit puberty, usually the papules come around. So they can,
I don't know. I just noticed them.
Yeah. You're a virgin?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that. I could hear it in his voice.
Huh?
All right. You're all right.
All right.
All right there, buddy.
All right. And I got another question.
Yeah. What are you good? How often you masturbate?
Twice daily.
Nice.
Your other question?
Yeah. Like, ever since I've been little, I get canker sores in my mouth. Is it possible that I can, like, pass it on to a girl?
Possible. Yes. Possible.
How often do you get them?
Huh? I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. They come and go. My doctor and dentist told me that it's from too much, like, citric acid. Like, I drink a lot of orange juice.
All right. Well, it irritates it and it triggers the virus. But it may or may not be transmissible.
You drink less orange juice.
Yeah.
All right.
And then if you're not having an outbreak, you probably would not be transmissible, not be infectious.
Josh?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, a while ago I called and I said that my semen tasted funny for my girlfriend when she gave me oral sex. Now
right. She complained about that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But now, like, because I had a cold back then and I was taking antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Since I got off that. And apparently she said it tastes more decent now.
Off the antibiotics.
Yeah, and I've been drinking like a lot more like liquid and not like sodas, but like juices and crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she says it's been getting more decent.
All right.
But, you know, this is something we've been debating and oftentimes arguing against. But the consensus seems to be that lack of drugs, antibiotics.
We've said medication could cause a change.
Yes, we have talked about that. Apparently, a cleaner living, a cleaner penis is a better penis. So, man, maybe there's something to it, but it seems so marginal to me.
Listen, it's more that we're talking about people that have something abnormal going on, get an abnormal taste.
Mm-hmm.
The range of normal is bad and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Well, for semen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it goes, it's bad, and then projectile vomiting.
Well, the projectile vomiting
good.
Is usually they're on medication, there's something, infection, something going on from a disease standpoint or disease process or abnormal process.
Yeah.
And just bad is normal.
Yeah.
And eating marshmallows makes it stay bad.
Yeah. I never got any semen-related complaints personally, but I never ask either. I don't want to go there. I don't want to give anyone the opportunity to go, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because as a matter of fact, yeah, there's something going on. Your spunky's funky. All right, Josh.
All right, thanks.
Hey, good times, buddy, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, good times.
Sounds like a Beastie Boy song.
Your spunky is funky. We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll talk to David. David is a ripe old 19 years old, wants to get a circumcision. David?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second.
All righty.
Don't try anything on your own until we talk to you, all right?
All right.
All right. This is Loveline. We'll be right back. Yeah. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew over there. Big Thursday night extravaganza show. Tell you what we got going on tonight. We got me, we got Drew, and we got me.
We got you.
We got me.
Because I'm not really here as far as you're concerned.
We got me, and we have part of Drew here.
No, I'm all here.
Blah, 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 blah,
no,
blah.
No, no, no. You just don't realize it. Because actually, the show would have gotten a lot better if you actually connected with my pain.
I hurt Drew's feelings at the top of the show when he told me he had a sort of emotional and moving day today when him and his castmates from Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus show broke up. They did their very last show. He said it was very touching. There were tears shed on that stage, right?
Yeah,
lots of tears. And I didn't empathize with him.
Yeah,
I was going to say enough, but that wouldn't be fair at all.
Thank you.
I'm too tired for sympathy. I really am.
Yeah, hey, dickweed. Really, you jerk. You really hurt me. You can't come and go like that and expect it just to be...
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was I talking about?
That was Anderson wired me, and we got into an argument in the limo after you'd had a few drinks after doing a college gig. I think that's when we're talking about getting our own place
together.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get that condo, bite off that gay friend of yours.
You said something like this:
"The world is your oyster." I mean, because that's all the world is. That was my response to you call me a dickweed. Hey, Dr. Drew, everybody. And I feel your pain, Drew. I really do.
Yeah,
I really sympathize.
Yeah, nice call.
Come on, buddy. David?
All right.
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering, I want to get a circumcision.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
If it's possible or...
Yes, you can see a urologist and they will do it. But what's your reason for wanting to do it?
Because I've been reading the Bible and...
Ooh.
And I read in the Bible.
That what?
That God made a covenant with Noah, and you're supposed to do it.
With Noah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Noah is where circumcision got going?
Yep.
He put two prepuses on the ark.
What happened to Abraham?
Or one of the two, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, just whoever.
Yeah, you're really studying that Bible, David.
It's a good thing, good thing you wanted to lead your life by the very letter of the word of the Bible. It's good, since you have it so well understood, so well at hand.
What else did you figure? Was there a section in there where they told you to cut your foot off, too?
No. All right. I can't think
of it. How about the part where you give animal sacrifices and burn it?
Huh?
Yeah. Hey, David?
Yeah.
I was going to be all right with you getting the circumcision until I heard about you getting it from the Bible and screwing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm labeling you a retard, and I'm saying you should not do this.
No.
There's something wrong with you.
Most men in this world are not circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And while there are certain advantages to it, if you're not circumcised, you're 19, the only compelling reason to do it is if you have some medical problems, like a narrowing of the foreskin, you can't get the head of the penis out, or irritation, or recurrent infections, that kind of thing. There's some people who believe that it might reduce a small risk of penile cancer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's some people that just will have a cosmetic issue with it, but for the most part, it's a non-issue.
Why are you going so wacky with the Bible at 19?
Well, I just started reading it.
What are you doing, time?
No.
What makes you start reading the Bible at 19? Something.
Just because I wanted to.
But you're reading it like as literature?
Just like one or two pages a night.
Uh-huh.
As literature?
Yeah.
No, okay, well. No girlfriend?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
How's she doing?
Good.
All right. You working?
Yeah, I got two jobs.
Oh, where are you working?
I work for, I'm a mechanic on big trucks during the weekend.
A lot of big truck mechanics calling in today. Work on a lot of diesel engines?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the displacement on most of those engines?
About 12.7 liters.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They're all mostly straight configuration?
Yeah, straight sixes.
Uh-huh. Ugh. Turbocharged, a lot of them?
Yeah, turbocharged after cold.
Whatever.
Nice.
All that good stuff.
Oh, what'd you say, 12 liter?
Yeah, 12.7, yeah. 11 around there.
Big engines. All right there, buddy.
Also wondering, yeah. When me and my girlfriend mess around, like, afterwards, like, I'm a virgin still.
Mm-hmm.
And some semen comes out, and I was wondering if that's normal.
Yes, normal.
Fine. Yeah. It's page 487 of the Bible. It tells you all about that.
Psalms 3.
That's right. And 488 used to dab the semen off. All right, everybody. Good times. Well, listen, these guys are reading the Bible and cutting their foreskins off. I mean, that's a certain brand of tardism right there. Listen, here's your Bible. Bible is to stop bullets, protect you from vampires, and to use as coasters in motels when you're banging the bejesus out of your secretary.
Hmm, I see.
People have really got to learn what that book is used for. Lindsay?
Yeah?
You're 19. What's up?
I heard Drew make a comment about marshmallows affecting the way semen tastes in a bad way.
No, I didn't. Well, I just said it's. I said it's already bad, and it's always bad, and that eating
necessarily.
Well, you have acquired a taste for it, obviously. True. Well, easy over there.
All guys are different.
They are.
That's true, but yeah. None of it is.
How do you know that?
Devonshire cream.
Huh?
How do you know that all guys are different, Lindsay?
All the guys that I've had.
How many guys?
More, yes. Yeah.
You ever go semen tasting? Go up to semen country?
No.
No. How many penises have you tasted?
I don't even know.
You stinking whore! Can't count, huh?
No, it's not that many, but I just don't care to remember.
Well, give us an idea how many we're talking about here.
Less than 20.
Why wouldn't you care to remember? That's sort of a guy move.
Always helps, though, when people give you the less number.
Why is it?
You know what I mean? It's like a ridiculous. If it's less than 20, it's also less than 2 million, right?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
What is the issue here that you find it so disturbing to recall your past with your past relationships?
No, it's just because I was kind of wild in the past, and now I've settled down.
Why are we so wild? Why are we so wild?
I don't know. I was just being a kid.
No.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on?
Oh, what girl? Let me tell you something, Drew. Not all girls, and I know this freaks you out.
Hey.
Girls can have some fun for a while.
They'll go on a tear.
Yeah, they can get a little.
She was making a little career going here.
Yeah,
and you hear
20 penises. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Ask her.
I wasn't making a career out of it.
Yeah,
it was just various boyfriends and some mistakes. Like it wasn't just like being slutty or whatever.
Yeah, but why is it so disturbing for you to think? Why is it so disturbing for you to think about it then?
No, it's just I've settled down now, and that's part of my past. Well, you know what I mean?
She's a good girl now. Why don't you believe her?
I do believe her, but it's she is so ashamed of it. It means something.
No, it's not that I'm ashamed.
Then why can't you even think about it? I care not to think about it, you said.
No, I just don't care to remember. I don't care to remember.
Well, Drew, you don't care to remember all your relationships, do you?
I'm very ashamed.
And there you go.
Well, all right. We can get into my specifics if you want.
No, we don't. We don't want to do that. No, we can't either. Lindsay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good times, baby.
What was your point?
Oh, well, my point, I was calling in and I told the girl that I actually discovered on accident that when my boyfriend ate a lot of Peeps, it made his semen taste really nice and sweet.
Peeps?
Really good.
Well, was he diabetic?
No.
Oh, what's Peeps?
He likes them.
Easter
Peeps.
Candy?
Peeps.
Because if you take enough sugar in, simple sugars like that, you start spilling sugar in the urine, you will get it in the semen.
Oh, okay.
So that may be what's happening.
Well, he's not diabetic.
But he might be spilling some sugar.
Yeah, I'd like to spill some sugar.
It's covered with sugar. Come on.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
There you go, baby.
All right.
How's the grant going for this research? How's that research grant going? You get that funding, yeah?
No.
All right, keep up the good work, baby.
All right.
She's really doing God's work over there. Blowing guys on Easter. Now, listen, I'm not a religious man, but even I won't blow a guy on Easter. That's a day of rest. That's a day of atonement.
Which is worse, that or eating the Peeps?
Easter was the day that Jesus was hung on the cross, or is that when he was resurrected? What the hell happens? Is that his birthday? And then what's Christmas? Drew, what's Easter? Was he killed that day, or was he reborn that day? You don't know?
I think it's when he came back.
Came back? Easter, he came back. All right. When was he hung on the cross? A week earlier? All right. Well, it's not that long. I'd expect to come back in about 5 days next time. Randy?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Oh, well, just this weekend, my girlfriend and I were playing around with some Karma Sutra love oils.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after 4 hours... Round four. We stopped. Now, long story short, my penis is raw, which is normal, but my scrotum looks like a bald man's head with too much sun.
Okay.
Yeah. Scrotum is very porous.
So you think you're having a reaction to that ointment? Or the,
yeah.
the oil? Possible. Your girl, any chance your girlfriend had herpes?
Oh, no.
Hmm. Nobody had anything in their mouth or anything like that? No herpes in the mouth?
No, we're the only partners each of us has been with.
Yeah. Mm. How about you take one of them nice sitz baths?
Yeah, hot baths. Are
sit in a nice tub of warm water. Try not to whack off and soak your nuts.
And if
yeah,
it can
you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's probably just some sort of allergic reaction.
Randy's so excited that he's getting light.
Yeah.
You hear it in his voice?
He has to announce it to us, everyone.
Well, when we, on the fourth hour, pardon me, round four. Yes, we...
Shaggy, baby.
We climbed the heights of... we scaled the heights of passion three times, and then I went for a fourth. Remember that? Remember how excited you were to get laid at a certain point in your life?
Yeah, and then dying to tell people about it.
Yeah. Now, you know what I brag about now?
Mm.
Naps. I took a 90-minute nap just last week, I swear to Christ. All the way through. I didn't wake up. It was great. Drew, you all right? Your back hurt?
I'm just,
You're in a bad way today, bro.
Yeah, I told you.
Why don't you go grab a beer or something? take the edge off. Is there any beer in here?
No,
let's see what we can
right,
do. Let's get Drew fixed up. I don't like to see him this way. It really bothers me. All right. We'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Everybody now. Yes, I will be
right back. Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew, everybody. Drew's a little tired, a little down and out. Yeah, even Drew has his bad nights.
What is the word for
morose?
I'm not that bad.
No.
Sort of...
Melancholy?
Melancholy. That's a good way of putting it.
There's a little melancholy tonight, everybody. It's all right. Let's make him feel better, huh?
Yeah. And so far, Adam, you did a great job just empathizing, being there with me.
When I said let's, I didn't mean me. I meant the callers.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's give him a little boost, a little something. Blow a little smoke in his ass tonight. This guy busts his ass every night. How long? 18 years on this show?
Yeah.
10 of them for free?
Yeah.
Busting ass, trying to help the kids of the world.
Thank God for Dr. Drew.
That's right. Let's help him out tonight. John?
Yeah.
Got anything nice to say about Drew?
I do. He actually, he's great. I've been listening for over 10 years.
Wow, see?
Yeah, he's a dedicated man who cares about the community he lives in.
I do. I know he does. He's great. He's actually given a lot of advice over the last 10 years that I've really followed.
Well, John, thank you. What's up tonight?
Throughout his life, a man beloved by the children.
That's right.
What's up tonight, John?
Well, I've been, I've got a friend that, she's now my fiance, and I've been dating her intimately now for about the last 9 months. And when I go down on her, she is quite pungent.
Mm.
And I know that you talked about it last night as far as a man's unit and the smell of that changing the diet and everything. I wanted to know if you had any advice for my fiance or how would I even approach it?
Let me ask a few questions. Does she have any idea of her pungidity? Her pungidity?
No, she does not.
She does not know. And does she, when you get to her, when you're intimate, is this after a long day of work, or do you guys shower first?
No, she takes a bath. I mean, it's like, it's not like she just came from a huge workout or anything. I mean,
right, she didn't just climb off the rodeo circuit.
Right.
Is she a big gal?
No, she's not. She's actually quite fit. She's kind of petite, but
Even when she's squeaky clean, that smell is still there.
And the one thing you can get checked out is whether or not there's an infection. Sometimes certain bacteria can cause this, so you could maybe...
she doesn't have a yeast infection or anything.
Well, it's
like
not
that,
yeast. I mean. It's just sort of a vaginal growth of bacteria that can cause funny smells.
Okay.
And you can harbor it in the tip of the penis and give it back to her, and it can go back and forth. So there's a reason to get it checked out.
Okay.
And beyond that, I don't know, sometimes I think people's sort of chemistries don't mix that way, you know what I mean?
Right.
Certain smells bother some people and don't bother others. You're not bothered by your own smell.
Well, it is funny that certain people have certain sensibilities, for instance. No one would argue about that. I mean, certain things that some people can't watch, other people have no difficulty watching, and then those same people couldn't watch something the other people could watch.
Right.
I wonder if it works that way with the olfactory senses.
Oh, there, I know that's a lot of difference there. There's a nasal spray I use a lot of, a steroid nasal spray, and to me it smells like roses. It smells fantastic, and about 30% of the time I give it to people and they go, oh my God, that was disgusting. How dare you give me something that smells so awful?
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's a different chemistry.
Let me go down on her and give you my unbiased opinion, John.
Well, we have to put 10 guys down and then
Let me and some of my buddies go down on her. And
Sure. So this is my future wife you're talking about.
Well, she's not your wife now.
Yeah.
Right.
Let us get to her before you marry her.
Okay.
But I think one of the things we advise people to do is to say that, you know, you heard us talking about it on Loveline, and we decided that we were saying that a funny smell or peculiar smell could mean infection, and just say, hey, I just noticed something, and, you know.
Okay, so bring it up that way, it's like a third party, I heard it.
Yeah.
I didn't actually call in.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
No, that's
yes.
Good thinking.
And that probably wouldn't work.
And, John, kind of do it as if you just noticed it.
Right, something new.
Yeah,
not that you've been tolerating it for a long time.
You love her so much, you're going to marry her. You want to make sure she's in good health and see if she can have that checked out.
And every woman does have their own unique funk, as do men.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that given how differently our olfactory functions are, some people that might not mix right. Now, what I find fascinating is whether or not John, fast forward 3 years, suddenly doesn't smell it anymore. You know, the way you get used to your own smells?
Yeah, I bet he doesn't. I mean, people get used to their kids, right?
Yeah.
They change your kid's diaper and that kind of stuff. Doesn't bother them.
Right.
Kid's spit gets on them and stuff. They don't care.
Now, listen, I've gotten to the point where when the kid's ready to vomit, I just cut my hands. Here. Here you go.
Drew now just opens his mouth when his kids have to vomit.
It's like a bird.
Yeah. Mercer?
Yeah.
Hey, you're 18. What's up?
I have a problem. Sometimes I find myself attracted to younger girls, between the ages of 10 and 12.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
Were you abused at that age?
Honestly, I'm not sure. No, I know I wasn't abused at that age, but, between 2 and 3, there's a missing gap that I don't remember what happened.
2 and 3 is an age that many people don't remember.
Yeah. That's true, but for example, me, when I was 1, I remembered a lot.
1?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I never believed that.
I remember some when I was 1.
Do you?
Yeah, I can remember the room I was raised in, yeah.
No.
I can tell why I remember a lot is because we moved when I was 2, and I have a lot of memories of that house.
Yeah, that's
true. Sure you didn't just see it in a scrapbook later on?
No, because I've never... No.
You got to smoke more weed, Drew. No. Get rid of that 1.
Yeah.
All right.
See, that's the same situation with me because I wasn't really born in this country, but when I was 1, I was brought over here to this country, and it was like a drastic change for me.
Mm-hmm. So you remember? Okay, interesting.
Yeah. It's not bad that I get the urge to act upon it, but when I masturbate, I think about it.
Well, you're 18 now.
Yeah.
Did anything happen to you around the age of 10 or 12?
No.
Anything you're trying to sort of recoup? Anything you're trying to get back there?
No, nothing.
Well, what's going on in these masturbatorial scenarios?
Just basic, my little sister has a sleepover, and I'm sitting here, watching a porno or something.
Yeah.
And one of them comes down, and, your first reaction when somebody interrupts you and something like that, and you switch the channel. But for some reason, I don't.
In your fantasy, yeah,
right,
yeah,
and instead of her shying away from it and be like, "Ooh, that's disgusting," she sits down right next to me.
Yeah, nice 10-year-old.
Yeah, 10, 12-year-old.
Yeah. How old is your sister?
My sister's 9.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the deal: you hang on to their fantasies at this point. You keep watching, see if this doesn't just kind of mature into something different, and if it doesn't, you go talk to someone.
Yeah, but don't you
act on it. Oh, my God.
No. No. And I'll tell you why. I mean, A, it's wrong. But B, Mercer's not wildly screwed up.
Right.
He's just got a touch of screwball in him.
Yeah.
And if you're really screwed up, you can kill people and eat them. And then, you know, just save the vagina and have sex with it, wear it like a batting donut for a couple of months, and sleep like a baby.
The fact that thought of that disturbs me.
That's part of being really effed up.
Yeah, you just don't.
Not being too bothered, yeah. Or at least bothered enough by your actions not to do them again.
Right.
But sometimes people are on the cusp.
Yeah, Merce is there.
And they can slip and have a bad episode, and it can haunt them the rest of their life.
Yep.
And be guilt-ridden and police worried about the cops and all that good stuff.
You know, you've been mentioning that a lot last couple nights.
The cops?
Well, about being guilt-ridden and the police are going to come get you. Is that something you want to tell us?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean I've been talking about that a lot?
You've mentioned that you've talked vividly about trying to live with the guilt and the fear of, you know, somebody walking in or finding you, or one of these young girls going home and talking about it.
First off, how dare you? How dare you? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. I didn't do the double clutch. Let me try it again. How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you? How dare me?
Now, I'm just saying, and I've said it a few times, yes, when we're talking about pedophiles and these guys that are in their 30s who screw around with their nieces.
Don't defend yourself. This is my next calls.
All right.
I'm just screwing around with you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Easy now. You scare me. Oh, Christ.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Did I protest too much?
Yeah.
Julie?
Hi.
You're 20. What's up?
Yeah. I am a full-time college student, and I also have a part-time job, and I smoke pot every day, really consistently. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, should I be worried about that since it's not really changing my lifestyle? It's not hurting, like,
well, when do you smoke the weed?
Normally at nighttime.
Bedtime?
Yeah.
Normally?
Huh?
Always at night or sometimes in the morning?
No, sometimes. Not in the morning. It's not like when I wake up, but sometimes late afternoon and almost always at night.
So it's a couple times a day?
Once or twice a week, a couple times a day, but...
Listen, for me, whatever drugs you do or booze you do or whatever it is you do, hey, if you can do it at night when you're done with a good productive day of school and work, I'm all right with that. I mean, as long as it's not heroin.
Well, I got to tell you that a significant number of alcoholics that I've treated, and I would dare say some of the marijuana addicts, start using these drugs to go to sleep. That's where they start.
I started in high school pretty much like for recreation.
Julie, if you're a marijuana addict, you start POW because it's so powerfully euphoric. The second or third time you get high.
Uh-huh.
And, man, that's it. That's all you can think about from then on. And you will use it either a lot or moderately or just daily for years and years and years. And it will take many years before the consequences will start to come to bear. You'll start getting depressed, becoming irritable, having problems with memory, and it will come. That will come.
Do you want to quit?
Julie,
you don't want to quit right now.
No,
and that's fine. And it's good, but know that there will come a time when you will really have to take this very seriously.
Okay.
Because it doesn't stop. It does not stop. This is something that has to be treated.
Hey, Julie.
Yeah.
In the meantime, can you treat it like the reward that you give yourself at the end of a long day and not in the middle of it?
Yeah, well, normally that's kind of how I feel. I feel like as long as I'm doing well in school and I keep a good job, I'm not too stressed about the effects of it at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just do it before I go to bed after I know that I've...
All right. What do you do? How long before you go to bed do you get stoned?
Well, normally while I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to bed probably an hour after the show's over.
It makes the show better, right?
The significant effects, it's real extreme. What's extraordinary about this drug is how variable the time interval is between the onset of the daily use and the real significant effects.
Yeah.
Some people it's 1 year, some people it's 30 years.
Well,
it's very interesting.
Right. And you take a drug like speed.
It's faster, always.
Yeah, that's like, you know, 5 weeks of doing speed. You're gonna have problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, some people smoke weed for 20 years.
Same issue with alcohol. People can control it and kind of moderate it for years and years and years. Then all of a sudden, the consequences come to bear if they have the gene. And Julie's got the gene.
But if you got the gene, how can you moderate for 20 years?
Every alcoholic goes through period. Because part of the
I know there's a period, but 20 years is a pretty long period.
There's two elements to the gene.
Mm-hmm.
One is these drugs have very powerful positive effects.
Oh,
that's good radio.
Boy, that was pretty Freudian there. Drew just held his hand up. He took all his fingers down except for his middle two, and then he lowered the
index.
The index.
Leaving.
So he was just giving me the bird. One is, and he was just shaking his FU finger at
okay.
me.
Okay.
Right? One.
We'll give it the old referee sign.
Right.
One is that when you have the gene, these chemicals have a very powerful euphoric effect. They're very positive. They really work. That's why people use them.
Right.
And so that will remain constant. So mm-hmm. somebody that can control their use for periods of time will use it because it works for them. Mm-hmm. The problem with this drug, part of the gene also, is that eventually you hit a threshold where a sort of a switch is thrown,
mm-hmm.
and now it goes on in spite of it no longer working, in spite of anything, it progresses.
Right. And that switch could be thrown at any time.
At any time.
So you're really saying that the alcoholic gene, so it was like a two-part thing.
It's probably multiple parts, but the two,
first
the
is
two
I love it, and the second is eventually it's not going to work for you.
It not work for me, but I can't stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. Melissa?
Hello?
Hey, hello?
Hi.
Hey, you're 24. What's up?
Right. Well, I have a dog, and I let her, lick my genital area,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering how I can stop doing that, because I know it's not normal.
Yeah. You let her do it or you get her to do it?
Well, I get her to do it.
How do you get her to do it?
Well, I just like lay down and I can put something there or...
And what do you put there? A little pate?
Well, I just
we're just curious.
Well, like peanut butter.
Oh, really?
Right.
Hmm.
I'm just thinking that commercial.
Yeah, where that. Oh, I see now that. I can watch.
Watch snuff films.
I watch Mexican snuff films, but I see that milk commercial where that dog eats a mouthful of peanut butter, is chomping away.
Walk away from TV.
I got to run from the TV. Yeah. Okay, so you really put some peanut butter down there?
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Smooth or chunky?
Well, smooth.
Yeah, smart.
Be serious.
And then you lie down.
How dare you?
Well, it makes a difference. Smooth is a better
chunky
call.
Chunky's kind of a mess.
I like chunky better. I don't trust people. For me, people get smooth peanut butter like people who order thick crust pizza. Don't trust them. These are the same people who order a hot dog with nothing but ketchup. Do not trust those people at all. But you put it on there and you just lie down on the floor.
Okay, yes, and I really am serious.
No, we're
I know,
we're
the dog comes up and licks you, and do you have an orgasm?
Yes.
How long does it take?
Well, it doesn't take, very long.
Hmm.
I see. And
Are there other things you could maybe start to do on your own? You know what I mean? That doesn't include another being?
Yeah, put some peanut butter on a vibrator or something. Oh, wait, you don't even need the peanut butter at that point, right?
Whatever.
Well, I have done other things, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah. Let's sort of look at the big picture here. Do you have normal relationships?
Well, I don't really have many relationships.
How come?
Just because,
How come?
Well, I kind of I like men, but I've been, hurt by men a lot, so I don't...
What'd they do to you?
I have a past of, molestation and stuff, but
molestation, yeah. And were you abandoned when you were a kid? Were you left alone for long periods of time?
No, but my parents are like drug addicts and stuff.
Okay,
there we go.
And when she was abused, when she was a kid, sexually abused.
Who sexually abused you?
Different people and my dad and stuff.
Oh boy.
And are you in treatment or have you been in treatment?
Support groups and stuff?
No, I mean a psychiatrist.
What? I'm sorry, what?
A psychiatrist.
No.
Never?
Well, I went to counseling for 4 months, and that's it.
Mm. You ever see that movie Air Bud?
No.
Mm-hmm. Just checking. You need to talk to a therapist,
well,
Melissa.
Well, I think she needs to see a psychiatrist, because this is...
Could
this
be a little
is,
chemical imbalance?
Well, it's a more... And she needs a more thorough assessment. Yeah. She may need a therapist.
I do, other things,
No, I'm sure of it.
I cut on myself?
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah. Now, are you functional? Are you working? Are you out of the house?
I work and I go to school and stuff.
Yeah, but you can't have relationships yet, right?
Right.
That's too vulnerable, too painful. And if you really want to get on in your life and
Right, and I'm really standoffish.
I'm sure. Yeah. People have been awful to you.
Hey, Melissa.
People that are responsible to take care of you.
Listen to me for a second. I'm a genius.
What?
First off, clean up good if you ever go to a gynecologist. They find peanut butter down there. They're going to call the Humane Society. Betty White's going to be over with a shotgun full of rock salt. You have been horribly traumatized,
mm-hmm.
and it is affecting your adult life. You're good and functional. That's the good news.
That's nice.
Right, but I don't think...
You're engaging...
I will ever...
Oh, yes, you will be.
Yeah, you will if you get some help.
But you got to treat it like a second job.
Like how Adam says, you know, that these people just need to be... Never have kids and...
Yeah, yeah. That's right. But they did have kids. And
right, no, she's talking about her.
Like, I'm one of those people and I don't...
Okay, who should never have
kids. Okay, listen. Melissa, listen.
What?
You are one of those people right now. No, you shouldn't have kids. No, you shouldn't be in a relationship. Yes, not now. But if you get some help and you get some therapy and you do the work that's required, you can have a good life and a family and a loving family and a wonderful, productive life. You really can. And you can't stay home and feel sorry for yourself. You have to treat it like it's an illness in a way, and you have to go to work on it.
Yeah.
So how do I find a psychiatrist?
I mean, you live in Seattle. Yeah, University of Washington has one of the world-renowned Department of Psychiatry. You just head over there and then get a relationship with someone and see where we can take you, because this needs treatment. You need some help. And the fact that you've gone this far without any kind of intervention is remarkable and shows just the kind of fortitude you have. And she sounds like she has a great constitution, doesn't she? I mean, she should really be far less well off than she is.
Listen, I've said it many times. My dad missed a couple of Pop Warner football games, and I'm still not right.
In therapy, how many years?
Off and on.
14 years?
No.
12.
11.
Okay.
How dare you. But, of course you're not feeling right. You were victimized by your horrible, horrible dad and his friends and your parents, and everything's a mess. You can get yourself right and just work at it. It's all right. It's not a death sentence. Let's take a little break here, Drew.
Yep.
And we'll be back with you after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey. Maybe get the whole hood.
All right. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. That damn show interrupting our spirited conversation about cars.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, Drew and I both are car enthusiasts because...
we are. This is the only time of the night, these 3-minute interludes we have.
Yeah.
The only time testosterone actually surges in my veins.
When I force you to talk about my car?
Yeah. That's it. My life.
Yeah, we have, Drew, I've really turned you into a man, haven't I?
Slowly.
Thank you. John?
Yeah.
You're 29?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Drew, I gotta give you a big shout out and a thank you. I'm graduating from medical school in a couple weeks.
Congratulations.
A couple months. Thank you.
Great.
And I just got to tell you, I basically started listening to you guys probably 4 years ago or something like that. I have learned so much from you over the past few years.
Oh, awesome.
I remember particularly different instances when I was taking step one of the boards, a couple questions they were asking, and I just remember hearing you say it like two, three weeks before, so I got them right.
Wow. That's awesome.
Just little stuff. I really wanted to say a big thank you on this, your melancholic night.
Thank you, John. Are you at the University of Arizona?
No, I'm just doing my clinical rotations out here. I go to school out in Pomona, actually.
Pomona? At
Western.
Oh, I see. At Western. And so are you at University of Arizona doing their rotations?
I'm rotating at the county hospitals out here.
Oh, good times.
That's a residency?
No, he's just still doing his clinical rotations.
What is a clinical rotation?
It's going into internal medicine.
Oh, good. Good luck. It's very similar to what you do as a resident. You're just further down the totem pole. Your responsibilities are not as...
Yeah, pretty much.
You're doing more grunt work. People are telling you to jump into piles of crap.
Yeah, I get to go get the lunch for the residents.
Quite literally.
Wow.
The buck doesn't stop with you so much, but you're running around doing
exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for saying that, because Drew's having a tough night tonight.
Yeah, we'll perk him up a bit.
I'm doing the best I can over here.
You're working on it, but keep going.
I can only stroke the guy so much.
We don't hear about that, though.
All right, John. Thanks.
Thanks
for the words of comfort.
Take care.
All right. Yeah, good times there. Let's talk to Brittany. Brittany?
Yes.
15. What's up?
Okay. I'm sure you've heard of Jay Gordon from the band Orgy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we have him over here?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you did.
No, we're looking at cable that he brought for us. He
Orgy gave us our mic cords.
Yeah.
See, I'm pretty much in love with lead singer. It's like gone past obsession.
In what sense? I mean, what do you mean past obsession?
Well, I mean, like, first it was just, you know, like, I don't know, like, I like the glam rock and everything, and it was a regular just liking the music. But now I found out, like, so much information about him. I know more than anybody does about him. And it's gotten to the point where it's, like, all I can think about, all I can talk about, and I honestly think that I'm going to meet him and that he'll find some interest in me or something.
No, that's normal for your age. It really is.
He's too tall for you.
Oh, I know.
And he wears too much makeup.
No, that's fine. See, and I'm not,
he's bisexual.
No, he's not.
Well, Drew said he was bisexual.
No, that was Andy.
Is he?
No, Brittany, listen. We actually like those guys a lot.
Yeah.
I like the lads from Orgy quite a bit because they're really nice guys. Yeah. So nice that I guess it was Jay, heard that we were having some difficulty with
He was here looking at it. He goes, look at that cables crap you guys have. Remember?
Equipment over here. How do you get these cables over here, Anderson?
I actually used to kind of hang out with him before he was in Orgy, so he had me go over to his house and pick them up.
Really? Just gave you some cords, got you high, quick handy.
I went over there like 5. He was just waking up, and there was cords and just equipment everywhere. His apartment was just, it looked like this place.
Wow, so Anderson knows where he lives, Brittany. What do you think of that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, big rock star.
No,
well, okay, so how's the rest of your life going?
It's fine, but it's like whenever he was just on Charmed tonight, and I was watching it, and it's like, it's like something's missing. Like, I'm not going to have satisfaction until I meet him.
But are you a little bit depressed, too?
Yeah. No, yeah. I get depressed, like, if I see him.
Yeah, but you're depressed in general.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of problems.
Yeah, and this is just a manifestation of that, and it's age-appropriate. It's sort of normal. The bigger problem here is you just dealing with your mood and making sure you find other ways to nurture yourself, find a way to engage with your friends, to get a clearer sense of yourself and be productive. And you solve those things, you do those things, and magically these obsessions tend to settle down.
Do you ever get that way, Drew?
Remember me?
Bobby Sherman?
Linda Blair, remember that?
Oh, you were into Linda Blair?
Remember
you were crazy about Linda Blair. How old were you?
Oh, like 14 or something.
Oh, you were a little bit older. And you'd seen The Exorcist?
Yeah.
What'd you see her on?
Exorcist. I'm trying to remember this now. Yeah, Exorcist.
And you got really... Now, when you saw Exorcist, you were what? How old?
14, 15.
And Linda Blair was...
Same age, something like that.
13?
Yeah.
Maybe she's a year or two younger than you?
That's about, I think, the same age.
All right. And you became obsessed with her?
Kind of.
You ever do anything?
No.
Wrote any letters?
No.
Asked for any...
I remember that feeling. I was depressed.
Anderson wants to know if you ever tried to dress yourself up like a crucifix, so maybe she'd use you in an unholy way. You'd probably get screwed and go foot first. You're depressed. Right, and you're obsessed with Linda Blair.
That
no letters, no headshots,
no
books, no posters, no nothing.
No, nothing. But that was a manifestation of my depression.
Yeah, it always happens. I mean, whenever you see these stalkers or these guys... They're not Aldo Celli. They're not out getting laid and the talk of the town. They're home and depressed, and they got plenty of time to plot and think about things. Yeah.
And I remember I used to get little kind of crushes too on television things like that. But I just remember that feeling of thinking about somebody out in the media all the time, and how desperate that felt and awful. And it really was just a deflection from feeling just jawful.
Yeah, and you knew you're never going to meet them, and you knew they could care less about you, and they didn't know you from Adam or Drew. Kelly.
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
I feel really bad because I listen to your guys' show every single night for like 5 years, and I feel like I should be able to answer my own question, but it's really bad. I'm 35 weeks pregnant. I'm actually due next month, and I'm not with the father anymore because of a whole dramatic situation with a 17-year-old girl and everything. But
how old is the dad?
He's 23.
Mm-hmm. And are you shocked that he's with a 17-year-old?
He actually has broken up with her since.
Yeah, but are you shocked that it was 17 when, after all, you were 18 when he got you pregnant?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So he's just in a big a-hole. We got that.
Yeah. It makes me kind of worry about what kind of person I am to choose someone like that, but that's not the point.
Listen, just keep those thoughts, because that's an excellent way to to think about things, to sort of really evaluate yourself.
It's important to beat yourself up.
Not
on
beat
a
yourself
daily
up. No. But to keep your eyes open to see if they, I mean there are things about us emotions we can't control. And
yeah,
that's a good. You know, is there something going on? It's a good question.
Yep. But my biggest problem now is probably for the last 4 months, I read into a guy who seems absolutely really extremely great, except for the fact that he's been with his girlfriend for 4.5 years, and that, I mean, he says flat out that he doesn't see himself marrying her, but he doesn't want to leave the situation because he's comfortable and that's what he's used to, and blah, blah, blah.
And you want to have a relationship with this guy?
He's a real sweet talker, this chick.
Yeah, what are you even considering? What are you doing?
Well, hold on. She's pregnant. She's desperate. How old is this guy?
He's 25. And he works in construction.
When I
very first met him, I was like, I can't talk to you. Adam would be so disappointed in me. But,
yeah,
you know.
Construction. Horrible man.
With an old lady and probably some kids.
No, actually, they don't. She's almost 30, actually, and they don't have any kids.
All right.
It's a good situation, actually.
A good situation?
They're like roommates, kind of.
Well, now, how...
Kelly, please.
Yeah, roommates who boff every night.
Yeah.
How often do you see this guy, and where do you see him?
I see him every day. He calls me as soon as he gets home from work. He comes over every day. He hangs out with me every single night. I mean, we do stuff tomorrow. We have plans in the afternoon. We're going to go on to the river. It's just nice.
Ooh, the river. Let me explain the white trash pecking order. Okay? It goes like this. It goes ocean.
Well, ocean's not white trash, though, is it?
No, but here...
Well, you're camping at the ocean.
Here's the aquatic pecking scale.
Order.
Pecking order. Ocean, lake, river. River's at the bottom. Folks that head down, that is albino, translucent white trash. Those people who go down to the river. They get that 12-pack of hams and they put it out in the stream. Fire up the Ski-Doo. Smoke some weed. And maybe they get on an ATV. Pull a Brody on that and get trapped under it. Have to be airlifted out. Yeah, going to the river, baby. What the hell is up with that?
I know.
What's at that river? Bunch of other Heshers, right? Listening to REO Speedwagon from their four-wheel drives.
And let me clarify this. When are you going to the river?
Tomorrow afternoon.
9 months pregnant and you're going to the river?
Well, it's not as if... I mean, I live really close to the river, actually. It's not as if it's like a, you know, 3-hour trip.
All right.
We're just going to take his dogs, actually, and just go hang out.
Okay, now what is his old lady... say about this? I mean, how's she let him get away with this?
She's so wonderful. It's really terrible, but I see her almost as often as I see him because I go over to his house and hang out with him there too. But
you know what?
She has no idea.
There's something very bizarre here.
I'm starting to come back with Kelly a little bit. I mean, there's something going on with his old lady and him.
But you know what?
Some kind of weird arrangement or something.
Not good. Whatever it is, it's diabolical. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever this is not a good situation. It's too weird. Too weird. Hey, I'm going to have my new girlfriend come over and visit us.
She's 9 months pregnant.
9 months pregnant, and we're going to take my dogs down to the river. All right.
Do you guys do anything? Yeah. Do you have a physical relationship with him?
Yeah.
You give moral sex?
No, actually, it's been kind of like a friendship exchange of physical contact. Being that I'm this pregnant, I mean, I'm hormonal and I have sexual needs too. But we met through my cousin. We went to a monster truck rally.
Oh,
monster truck rally!
You know what I love about those monster truck rallies? I love it when guys out in the crowd get drunk and get in a fist fight. It's like, you a Dodge man or you a Mopar man? I'm a Chevy man. You got something to say? Ford kicks Chevy's ass. Oh, yeah? Bring it on. Let me tell you, the Grave Digger, that's got a Mopar. That's got a blown, Hemi, big block Mopar. It's a Chrysler power plant, that thing. And the Grave Digger would kick Bigfoot's ass, all right? Bigfoot's got the 454 Ford. No Hemi. No Hemi.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that what goes on there?
Yeah. A lot of that.
Hey, what are you? You know, this is like the movie Mask. You got to raise your kid with a bunch of, like, crazed white trash bikers arguing over engines and going down to the river.
But it's guys that are like that. I mean, a lot of you have a lot of those same qualities yourself. They're manly, working on their car and their garage.
Yeah, that's
guys.
True. That's true. All right. Thank you, baby. You may be right. Yeah,
well,
I did know something about
that. I'm not disturbed about the cultural context of this relationship.
You should be,
I know that I should be, Adam, being very insightful and a product of that culture. I'm concerned about this relationship he's maintaining, and there's something... Something is rotten there. I don't know what they're up to, but they're up to something. Whether they're trying to reel you into a threesome, or I don't know what it is, but there is something up there.
I think it's a...
Big time.
I think they're going to sacrificially destroy the baby. That's what they're looking for.
Listen.
Yeah. This is like Rosemary's Baby.
Adam, who the hell knows? But there's something going on here. It's okay. Too bizarre, right?
Baby, on behalf of the child, don't hang around this idiot anymore.
Yeah.
Take a couple months off, have the kid, get yourself back in shape, find yourself a nice guy.
There you go.
Went down to the monster truck rally. We'll take ourselves a break, and we'll be back after this.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Loveline. It's me, and that's him over there. Let's get back into the phones here, Melancholy Drew, and see what we can do. Megan?
Yeah.
You're 21, Toots.
I sure am. I had a story for Dr. Drew, because he's all melancholy.
Thank you.
About a month ago, I have an 18-month-old daughter, and I started listening to Loveline while I was getting her to go to sleep, because it's really boring.
Because Loveline's really boring?
Because getting her to go to sleep is really boring.
Oh, I see.
Because she won't go to sleep by herself.
Boring!
Yeah, I have to walk around with her. Anyway, like a week ago, she started banging on the gate to get downstairs, and that's where her bedroom is. And so I come downstairs with her. She goes into her bedroom. She starts pointing to the radio and saying, "Dadu, Dadu." What is Dadu? So I turn on the radio. It's keyed to Loveline. And she hears Dr. Drew's voice, and she says, "Dadu, Dadu."
You sure she wasn't saying Rick D's?
I'm pretty sure. But I just wanted to call and let you know that.
Well, that is a sweet story. I'm feeling better already.
Some of her first words were,
"Thank you,
Dr.
Megan."
Dadu. That's nice, Megan.
Well, thanks, you guys.
Thanks, right, Megan.
Take care.
Have a good night.
Good time.
I will now. Thanks.
Bye. All right. See, there you go.
I feel better.
Dadu. Jesse?
Hey.
You're 22. What's up?
Okay. I actually have two questions, but my first one is a concern for my older sister. She's 33, and she had met this guy off the internet, and he's into domination. He thinks he's a vampire.
Oh, boy.
And, and he's younger than her, and he works, well, anyways, that's irrelevant.
She's 33, and he is?
I think he's in his 20s.
Like 21, 22?
Older than me, he's like 25.
Vampires live past 24.
Well, they die, but they come back.
That's the point.
As the undead.
Well, so...
At 3,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they started getting together. He started going down from where, you know, he lived to where she lived.
What does he do for a living?
He works for U.S. He works
Post
for
office.
USA Today.
Nice.
Doing what?
Count Chocula's column.
His editor.
He's really, they're into a whole dominant thing. And it's getting to where he's making her abuse herself. And he's getting really abusive towards her.
How do you know about this, Jesse?
She calls me and she tells me. And I don't know what
Does she want out?
She tells you the intimate details of their sexual life?
Yes.
Does she want out?
You know, she calls me and she, you know, tells me about it. But she says she loves him.
Does she want out?
He's just like, I don't know if she wants out.
Okay. Well, you know what?
What does he have her do?
When I went down there, he would make her go into the bedroom and, like, abuse herself.
What does
like,
that mean?
Like, hit herself and cut herself.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, watch UPN or something. You mean she has to cut and smack herself? And stuff?
Yeah, and just, like, do and say horrible things to herself. He's actually, like, made her write fantasies about me and her together with him and, like, her and my mother together.
Okay, come on. This is an awful, sick, disturbing, violent... vile situation.
Yeah.
So, get yourself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Set some limits with her.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, don't participate in this. Listen, she can do, she's a grown-up, she can do what she wants, but you should not participate.
But I'm afraid she's going to feel abandoned, because she was adopted, and we, like...
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm. How old was she when she was adopted?
She was...
Four.
Four, about four.
No, Drew, everybody. Four, yeah. Oh, that is a mess.
Yeah.
Because God knows what she got pulled out of.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I'm guessing
she came from a good family.
No, no way.
A good family leaves a four-year-old.
What good family throws out a four-year-old?
Well, my mother didn't throw her out. My mother was 16. Well, my mother had her when she was 13.
Mother had her when she was 13?
13.
Hold on. Didn't we adopt her?
No, we didn't adopt her. We just found her. She was adopted out.
You mean just recently came around to finding her again?
Yeah.
She was adopted out to another family when your mom was 13.
No, when my mother was 16. But my mother...
Your mom kept her for a few years.
And then let her go. Oh, that is bad news when that happens to kids.
And something's... What's up with your mom?
My mom is...
I know she was young, but still, that's
well,
screwy.
Well, she had her first kid when she was 12 and her second when she was
13. No!
Oh, my God, Jesse.
She ran... She was just, you know, she was on heroin for 20-something years.
All right, but a good family?
Yeah, great family. Uh-huh. It was.
Oh, baby. Jesse. Why aren't you in worse shape?
Well, there's the second question.
Well, no, no. She's a so codependent.
Saver.
Yeah, so codependent. She can't even tell your sister, hey, cut that crap out. Get out of here, and I won't have anything to do with this.
Well, I'm afraid that she'll feel abandoned.
Oh, listen, Jesse, that's what codependency is. I'm afraid if I don't rescue her, she'll die.
Well, because I know how it is.
And you know what? You keep them sick. Yeah. You keep them sick, and then they do die. What you got to do is wake them up and create a loss that perhaps makes them acknowledge the reality of what they're doing.
Hey, your mom had a kid at 12 and 13?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, she's a disaster. God, no. What's she doing now?
Now she has an 11-year-old daughter, and she's actually getting married tomorrow for, like, the seventh time.
How many kids does that bitch have?
My mom has 8 kids.
Oh, my God.
Somebody should have sterilized her years ago. Oh, my God. She's, like, polluting the
planet. What happened to the baby that she had when she was 12?
That went to the same family my sister went to.
And what happened to that baby?
We don't know. She doesn't want anything to do with my mother or, you know, any of the other
people. Yeah, your mom's not her mom. She's just this biological factory that spits out kids and then she hands them out.
Yeah, well, her mother did the same thing.
Of course. Someone, don't take this the wrong way, but someone should have killed your family off a long time ago. A long time. And I mean that with utmost respect. I really do.
Yeah.
And caring.
I hope you're taking that in the context in which it's meant. But somebody should have snuffed them out when they got off the Mayflower. Jesus Christ. All right, baby. Do you have kids?
No.
Oh, thank God you're lesbian.
I actually, no.
Was something wrong with your tubes?
No.
What's wrong with you?
No, I just, I'm not ready for, like,
yes,
I'm starting
that's right.
college soon.
Good, baby. Yes. Yeah.
Now, set some limits with your sister. Come on.
Oh, my God. I'd love to see some sort of chart to see
that family, where it's been.
What mom has done.
Mm.
And what mom has cost me, by the way. Crank. Listen, let's all live in a society, by the way, that when a kid has a kid at 12, that somebody gets on her, makes it their job to make sure that this kid ain't pregnant at 13, 14, 15, 8 goddamn 48. Kids. Oh, my God. All right, stay away from this girl. Tell her what you think, and then stay away.
Steve?
Hello, yes.
Steve is 17.
How's it going?
Turn the radio down, please, Steve.
Okay.
What's going on?
I have a question. My girlfriend has hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
And we've had plenty of sex before, but, like, now I don't know where they came from. She just...
I'm guessing her ass, but...
She's grew up.
Yeah, I know. Well, like, right. We have sex, but, like, we're really concerned about her getting pregnant. And, like, my parents don't... They're really against me having sex, and I really... Like, we're trying to keep it secret from them.
Mm-hmm.
And we...
All right, Steve?
Yes.
I can't get over the commotion in the background. What is going on back there?
There's nothing in the background.
Who was yelling, Lewis?
Nothing going on in the background?
No. Wait, no, Steve. No, I want to ask him a question. Cause mm-hmm. It's interesting.
I'm hanging up on
his Ask the question quick.
Yes.
What's your question?
My question is, my girlfriend had...
Hemorrhoids.
And I want to know if we have sex, is there somehow way I can get them from her if we have unprotected sex?
So if you have anal intercourse with her...
Are you going to catch hemorrhoids?
She told me she had yeast infection before, and her boyfriend got it.
Well, hold on. I'm going insane. What is going on in the background?
Nothing's in the background.
Is something
TV something turned or TV? On?
The TV's on the other room.
Listen, when I can clearly hear other voices yelling, shouting in the back and Starsky and Hutch playing in the background, and I keep asking you what it is, and you continue to ignore it, I will hang up on your squirrely
ass. All right,
ass.
But let's answer his squirrely ass about his girlfriend's ass. There's true comedy in the question there, which is, are you going to catch hemorrhoids by having anal sex?
That is a unequivocal yes.
That is the, can you get pregnant from anal sex question. I mean, that is bizarre.
Well, listen, Steve ain't what you call a big thinker.
Or a bright bulb. No, he's not the brightest bulb in the pack. But, Steve, no, hemorrhoids are not something you catch. Those are things that develop.
I didn't even know if he was talking about anal sex, by the way.
Oh.
Listen, if he was talking about anal sex, I'll go along with him on that one.
Why? You put your penis in an anus, you get hemorrhoids in your rear?
You have something that apparently is growing out of your partner's anus,
and you
dip your wick into that witch's brew. And maybe something sticks on the way out. That's all I'm saying.
You know what?
You pick up a hitchhiker.
We need to resurrect health classes and just basic biology.
All right, but Drew.
Yeah.
You talk to these people all night.
Yeah.
They don't hear a goddamn word you say.
No.
You think it's the teacher's fault?
No.
Or are they just sitting there talking to cinder blocks?
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Are we done insulting our audience? Can we take a break?
Yeah, it's a good time.
We'll be back. Well, there you go. Another fabulous...
Mercy me.
Drew is done for the night, everybody.
Done and done.
Thanks for making him feel better, everybody.
Yeah, going to LSU tomorrow.
Good times.
Yeah, Tigers.
I want to thank Lauren for doing a great job all week on the phones, the coffee, and everything else. I want to thank Sarah for stepping in, doing a nice job. Phone screener Sarah. Producer Ann for putting her feminine stink on the show, and the man who slides those potentiometers, and almost never... I'd say less than 65% of the time does he ever screw up the mic cords, everybody. Engineer Anderson, everybody. So until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
My scrotum looks like a bald man's head with too much sun.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.